Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, yeah, we playing with you. Step your ass up. What you wanna do?
And get your ass knocked down.
What you wanna do?
Get ready.
What you wanna do?
Who you think, mafia?
Mafia? Let's go. Yeah,
we ain't playing. Going down.
Going down.
Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be church mafia and spiritual abuse. You know, I went to this church and I was told by the preacher I'm going to hell. And it was very comforting and it made me feel really good that I was going to hell. Even though I really tried to serve Jesus as best way I knew possible, but he told me I was going to hell. And he told me if I didn't do these things that I would end up in hell, and I didn't know what to think. If he said if I'd never got baptized, I would go to hell. And he just kept on telling me if I was out of the church for a while, I would go to hell. And I just realized I went to church, tried to find Jesus. Instead, I ended up going to hell. And I know, and I'm not talking about these always feel-good messages, all right? And I do believe in there's a heaven and there's a hell. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about spiritual abuse. And is there such a thing like physical abuse, like mental or any kind of abuse? Is there such thing as spiritual abuse where witchcraft and legalism and traditions and all these judgmental spirits abide? And I wonder today if the church has also indoctrinated most people with the rules and regulations that what they constitute holiness. And I wonder if we have just taken the freedom of Jesus right out the door, and meanwhile more churches have taken down crosses, and the Ten Commandments are gone, and all the evil demonic demons have just taken over the pastor and his legalistic and honest pulpit, as he's above everybody else and demonizing you and sending you to the pit of hell. And so there's a lot of people, their identities are being stripped and they are being cloned into somebody else, and they are a robot of what somebody said holiness should look like. Maybe somebody said you're going to hell because you're wearing pants, or somebody says you're going to hell because you don't speak in tongues, or somebody says you're going to hell because you weren't baptized. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody says you went to hell because you didn't go to church. And I'm here today, and all you folks that have now been so depressed by the church, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and He wants to meet you right where you're at today. Jesus Christ wants to meet you exactly where you're at. He wants to meet you exactly where your troubles are. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is reaching out His hand for you to meet you exactly where you're at. But I'm coming against today what I would call spiritual abuse. Some of you think by going to church all the time, every Sunday, which is good, but I'm here to tell you, somehow you think your holiness counts to that. Some of you've been baptized, you think that's what takes you to heaven. Some of you speak in tongues and you think that's what brings you to heaven. Oh, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ, it has come to set you free. Jesus Christ wants to set you free indeed. And Jesus Christ wants to meet you where you're at. Jesus Christ knows your struggles. Jesus Christ knows your problems. Jesus Christ wants to reach out, and He wants to comfort you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to love you. He wants to be your friend. He wants you in your home. Jesus Christ wants you on the hospital bed. Jesus Christ wants you in your working office. Oh, I'm here to tell somebody today that I'm coming against right now. I'm coming against right now this judgmental demon that wants to make you depressed. I'm coming against now this legalistic demon that wants to make you down. Oh, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming to meet you where you're at, brother. Jesus is coming to meet you where you're at, sister. Jesus is coming to help you out of a sticky situation. Jesus is coming to make you happy once again. Jesus is coming to make you strong once again. You got to believe in the power of the living God. So I went to church, and I was told that I'm going to hell. And I got a little bit depressed, just like anybody, if they were being told they're going to hell. And the pastor said, if you're not baptized, you're going to hell. And I thought to myself, and I thought about what the Bible said. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'm here to tell you today that baptism will not save you. I'm here to tell you today that speaking in tongues will not save you. I'm telling you the only thing that can save you is the heart. You Your heart has to want Jesus. Your heart has to believe that Jesus raised from the dead. Your heart. And believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth is the only thing, brother and sister, that is going to get you to heaven. Because I'm here to tell you the Bible is a heartfelt Bible. I'm here to tell you that the Bible is all about the heart. That's why all the demons on the pulpit want to throw witchcraft, legalism, this judgmental spirit towards you and make you feel down and depressed so you can crawl on your belly back to them. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is here to give you freedom and He wants to meet you where you're at. I want to encourage you because I know the church has really discouraged you from following Jesus Christ. The church has really made you mad. I want to tell you something, that you're good enough. I want to tell you something, that you're smart enough. I want to tell somebody that they are capable. I want to tell somebody that they are good enough. I want to tell somebody that they are big enough with Jesus to keep preaching the words of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if the world told you not to. Oh, I know you're discouraged when you go to church and you can't even see a picture of Jesus anymore. I know you are discouraged because of the legalistic, money-hungry, Luciferian pimps on the pulpit that only have come to take your soul to hell with them. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is going to meet you where you're at. Jesus Christ is going to meet you where you're at. And I want to tell you today that what the Bible says a little bit about baptism. You see, there was a man who was poor and he died and he wasn't baptized. But in Luke 16:22, he went on to be with the Lord Jesus and his name was Lazarus. And there was a rich man who was probably in the church and was baptized, went to hell. And I know baptism was a rite of practice by the Jews long before Jesus came to repentance. In fact, the baptism of John the Baptist was for the Jews, and it was not for salvation, but it was for repentance. So I want to ask you a question. It was the poor beggar Lazarus that was not baptized, but he did still make it to heaven. And I want to tell you, what about the criminal on the cross? We see the criminal on the cross in Luke 23, verse 40 through 43. I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Was the criminal on the cross baptized? The answer is absolutely no, but he was good enough to go to heaven. The reason why I'm telling you this, because I went to church Sunday and I was told I'm going to hell because I was never baptized. But the truth of the matter is I was baptized, but he said if you're not baptized, you're going to hell. And so I came home very depressed because I could not believe the spiritual abuse that was happening by this so-called Luciferian preacher, that he would literally abuse the people in their congregation and tell them to try to clone them into something that he calls holiness. I got to tell you guys something, that you are good enough. You are spiritual enough. You are worthy enough to follow and to tell the world about Jesus. I want to tell you that Jesus is going to meet you right where you're at, despite your many problems, despite your many difficulties, that you are good enough. Somebody say, I'm good enough. Somebody say, I'm spiritual enough. Somebody say, I'm holy enough to go out and tell the world about Jesus. We got to stop letting these demons trying to hold us back. Come on, somebody. So when I went to church, and I got to tell you, I felt so sick to my stomach because I was told I'm going to hell because I did not speak in tongues. And I was told I was going to hell because I wasn't, that you're going to hell if you're not baptized. And I was told that I'm going to hell if I'm not in the church. And I just got to tell somebody today, you are good enough to follow Jesus. Jesus will accept you exactly where you're at in your difficulties. So don't quit. Don't give up. And keep fighting for Jesus. Come on, somebody. I know the war is not against these kind of doctrinal issues. We have a bigger demon that's coming into the United States of America, and they want to push Sharia law. And they want to take down every cross and every Ten Commandments. And they want to destroy Christianity. So I want to tell you that you are worthy enough, that you are good enough, that you are smart enough to go into the world and tell them about Jesus. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You don't need to feel this demon of judgmental spirit anymore. You don't need to feel this unworthiness. You don't need to feel this legalistic mindset anymore, because you are good enough. You are spiritual enough, and you are holy enough. And I'm here to tell you, keep studying the Bible, and I'm here to encourage you to keep fighting to bring Jesus Christ back to America. Because I'm here to tell you today, there's so much opposition trying to discourage you, trying to stop you from putting a cross, putting Jesus out in your yard. Oh, come on, somebody! Pastor Dean's here, and I want to tell you that you are worthy. Some of you said, I really want to do the work of Jesus Christ, but I just can't get the opportunity in the church. Or some of you are telling me that I really want to preach, but nobody gives me the opportunity, and everything becomes about money and fame, and we edify all these preachers. I'm here to tell you, just edify Jesus no matter where you're at. Go and cut out pictures of Jesus and hand them out to people in your school. Go and put a cross upon your house. Make a statue of Jesus and put it in front of your house. You see, church mafia, they want to make you feel guilty. They want to make you feel sad inside. It's this legalistic mindset. And it's really evil. I'm here to tell you today, do not let man decide who you should be, but let Jesus mold you in the person that Jesus designed you to be. Do not let man decide who you should be, but let Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, let Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, mold you into the person that He has designed you to be. So there's some folks out there that want to tell you that you're going to hell because you're not baptized, when I want to tell you there's only two things, really. The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. How about you today? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? Does your heart believe that? That Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? Then I'm here to tell you that that is good enough for salvation. Now, what about baptism? And what does that really mean? 1 Corinthians 1:17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of elegant wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. So what the Apostle Paul was saying here, he was saying, look, I'm not taking anything away from baptism. He's saying baptism is important. It's very symbolic. Basically, it means repentance. It means the death, the burial, and the resurrection. To dip, to die, to submerge. I'm not sure if the Bible talks about the mode of baptism. And that is a debate, but I want to tell you before we get into this, there's something bigger that we all have to be aware of, and that is that Satan is trying to take over America and push Sharia law on America. So before you want to condemn somebody that they're going to hell because your doctrinal belief is that says you have to be baptized, or your doctrinal belief, I want to tell you there's something more serious than that, and that is Sharia law and the flood of Islamic terrorism is moving in the United States. And we need Jesus back in America. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus will meet you where you're at. So the Apostle Paul says, look, man, I'm traveling. My main priority is not to baptize. My main priority is to preach the message of salvation. To preach the message of salvation, and I'm going to leave those that stay in the church, those that are studying, I'm going to leave to those to do the baptizing, which was the symbolic meaning of what? Repentance. But you need to understand something today. I'm here to tell you, if you have never been baptized, you can still go to heaven, okay? I'm here to tell you that. But baptism was a Jewish custom. And even Jesus Christ Himself did not do the baptizing, but He was what? Baptized in John 4:2. So basically, the business of baptism was entrusted to the ministers of the church, of inferior talents, or to those who were connected with the churches permanently. But to the apostles, to those that traveled place to place, well, they weren't really that. We know the Great Commission, that God says what? Go ye to in all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the truth of the matter is, the Apostle Paul's main purpose was not to what? Baptize in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Today's message is going to be church mafia and spiritual abuse. And is there spiritual abuse in the church? And the truth of the matter is yes. And you're going to have to start recognizing that. Spiritual abuse is legalism, witchcraft, tradition. It's a judgmental spirit. It's basically the church saying they're going to indoctrinate these certain rules and regulations that would constitute holiness. We see this all the time, and it's sick. I went to church, and I might as well have just gotten punched in the face, kicked in the stomach, and beat down. Because this mafia thug and his mafia family might as well have stuck a gun in my head. They might as well slap me in the face, kick me in the stomach, stuck a gun in my head because I was abused. Spiritually. Woo. I'm telling you, this is not a game and it's not a joke. It happens all the time. I'm telling you that this is happening more than what you think. Little children have been abused in the church, physically and spiritually, by the way. This is really sick, and it's really demonic, and I am sorry to tell you that Satan now controls the churches of America, and I'm sorry to tell you there's a lot of spiritual abuse going on, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to meet you exactly where you're at. Jesus Christ wants to help you exactly where you're at. It's sad that I went to Al Capone's church. It's really sad. I mean, I went to Al Capone's church, and how many of you know Al Capone probably was really involved in the church? Al Capone, right? Before he did all his bootlegging. Well, come on. How many of you know Al Capone was probably the pastor and the nun who was probably the whore that was doing all of his errands for him? Oh, come on. You've watched the movies, you know, where the most evilest guy in the town, he's just sitting in front of the church. I mean, you've watched that, right? I mean, he's got the suit, and he owns all the businesses, and he's just sitting right in front of the church. I mean, where else does Satan hide except in the front row of the church? Where else does he hide? Well, come on. Jesus Christ wants to meet you where you're at. Now, I've just used baptism. And I'm not taking away from baptism. Baptism is very important. But I'm here to tell you, there's some folks out there will tell you if you're not baptized, you're going to hell. There's some folks that are telling you if you don't speak in tongues, you're going to hell. If there's some folks are out there telling you if you don't go to church every Sunday, you're going to hell. Everybody wants to condemn you, to demonize you, and to send you to hell. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is going to meet you exactly where you're at. He's going to help you become the man and woman of Christ. It could take years, years before you to develop into the man and woman of Jesus Christ. We have to follow Jesus Christ and not church indoctrinated rules and regulations that only destroy your faith. I'm asking you today, do you believe with your whole heart that Jesus Christ arose from the grave? Because if you believe that, my child, if you believe that, then you are saved. The Bible didn't say that in Romans 10:9, it didn't say if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart and you are baptized, then you shall be saved. No, the Lord didn't say that. The Bible does not speak that. And we know Lazarus was taken up, and we know there's so many people that weren't baptized in the Bible that was taken to heaven. But baptism was an act of repentance. What about you? Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you have your own views. Maybe you have your own doctrinal views, and that's fine. That's fine. But we got something, we got a bigger problem, don't we, guys? And the biggest problem that we have is Sharia law coming into America. Islam wants to take over Christianity in America. Islam wants to destroy every cross, every Bible, and every church around America. We need to stop fighting about all these doctrinal issues, and I'm here to tell you that Jesus is going to meet you where you're at. And it's okay to debate, and it's okay to have your own views, but we have a bigger problem that has to be addressed and concerned. Let's not be judgmental towards one another. Let's not be judgmental. And I know sometimes I'm hard on the church, but I'm here to tell you I want the church to bring Jesus Christ back. And so we as a country can be strong once again, and we as a nation can have a strong leader like Donald Trump, and so we can have Jesus back in America, and we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now, folks. Jesus wants to meet you exactly where you're at. He wants to help you. And I'm here to tell you that you are spiritual enough, you are holy enough, you are good enough, you are strong enough, and you are very capable to do the work of Jesus Christ. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Hey, my name is Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, yeah, we playing with you. Step your ass up, what you want to do? And get your ass knocked down, what you want to do? Get ready.
Head bust him, head bust him, it's a fight, it's a fight, head bust him, head bust him.